and the Model A went down in history that's here to stay. They raced from Canada to Mexico, passing Cadillacs to and fro. I want you to listen to this tale. After my pop had gone my bail, I took the hot rod Lincoln out on a run and getting my kicks and having some fun. It was late in the evening, the moon was pale. I was putting the miles between me and jail. A gal on a cycle was cruising along. I was minding my business and singing a song. Till I saw a sidecar on that Harley and a gal that was stacked like a sack of barley. I didn't know what the gal was a-thinking, but she was poking fun at my hot rod Lincoln. Well, I'm a-telling you that didn't set good, because I'd throttle the motor under the hood. So I put my foot down on the gas, I honked my horn and started to pass. Well, when I did, she pulled away and really took off, wanting to play. I wasn't for racing because the motor was tight. I just got the rods back in last night. Out on the stretch, she cranked it wide open. The rods and the Lincoln kept me a-moping. I was trailing behind to keep her in sight because I didn't have nothing to do that night. She passed every car with no sign of fright. Her hair streamed out like a tail of a kite. She went over a hill, the bike started shaking. She was hitting on 90 and really raking. Took a curve on the side, a bad mistake. The sidecar cycle went out in the lake. I slammed on the binders and went into a spin. The steering wheel hit me under the chin. I looked for the cycle, the sidecar afloat without any sails. It resembled a boat. I looked for the gal, saw nothing but bubbles. When I pulled her out, I had nothing but trouble. I had a hold of her hair. She really was sore. She sputtered and gurgled for a minute or more. She finally quit moaning when she got her breath. She said, "You fool, you scared me to death." She cussed me and bit me and wished I was dead and said, "I believe you got rocks in your head." Well, I liked the gal and the way she looked. She's the kind you read about in a book. When I got her and the cycle back on land, we started talking and making a plan. The cycle was wet and wouldn't start, and the love bug was biting away at my heart. Now we're planning on our honeymoon, because we're going to get married the 1st of June. With me and the Lincoln, she's not fickle, because she quit riding that sidecar sickle.